From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. A U.S. delegation will travel to Beijing next week for trade talks with Chinese officials. AgWeb.com reports Deputy U.S. Trade Representative Jeffrey Gerrish will lead the Trump team, which will also include Treasury Undersecretary for International Affairs David Malpass. It will be the first face-to-face discussion the two sides have had since President Trump and China's Xi Jinping agreed to a 90-day truce in Argentina last month. Forget the pundits telling you the U.S. is losing or will lose the trade war as both sides take their hits. The Chinese stock market and certain industries there are taking it on the chin with a non-existent industrial profit growth. As reported by Forbes.com, industrial profit growth fell to 1.8% year-over-year in November from a positive 3.6% in October. Although the number is positive and not the hard landing China bears have been predicting, November's negative numbers come for the seventh straight month and the lowest since January 2016. A key provision of the Farm Bill removes hemp from the list of federally controlled substances, treating it now like a regular crop. And according to AgWeb.com, Kentucky is hoping to get a step ahead of the game by submitting federal applications. State Ag Commissioner Ryan Quarles says they've received more than 1,000 applications to participate in the 2019 hemp program. Last year, participants grew more than 6,700 acres of hemp. With your agribusiness update, I'm Bob Larson from the Ag Information Network of the West.